This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer right here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out to everybody down there in the AM 930 listening area, especially in the hurricane zone, Englewood, Venice, Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, North Fort Myers, and thank you to all the linemen that are working, and thank you to all of the first responders that have shown up to do what they need to do, as well as the different agencies, the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, feeding a lot of people, and helping with the cleanup. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping us rolling along, America, good old America, rolling along. And we especially want to thank the 18-wheel drivers out there, especially the ones coming into the zone with hurricane supplies, as well as the bulk mail haulers getting the mail done. And that's, they've had an interesting job down there, too, trying to get the mail delivered. And our suicide jockeys taking the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. Now, let's not forget about either. You can join us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, to the telephone line we go. And on the telephone line, we have got Ron Edwards. They're waving flags. They're leaping at the railing. They're waving. They can't wait to hear what you have to say. And there they are, and there they go.
Yeah, that was quick.
Are you?
Good morning.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, with the Biden administration and the National Democratic candidates for office continuing to struggle to garner any kind of positive traction in the months and the weeks leading up to the 2022 midterm elections, our Democrats have shifted their playbook from the upcoming midterm elections and are totally focused now on abortion as their winning issue. Not going to work.
It's not going to work. And they thought, for example, it was going to work here in Michigan, because it did seem for a while that everyone or most voters were focused only on abortion. They were willing to throw everything under the bus or over the cliff for that one issue of abortion. But thanks to Joe Biden and his policies, the economy has gotten so bad in some places and so destructive to family budgets that the economy has become a much bigger issue. Because you want to keep eating and you want to keep being able to buy stuff and get, have a job and et cetera, run your business. And that's becoming more and more important to people. So it looks pretty good now. For example, in Nevada, Republicans haven't won a Senate race in that great state since 2012. But right now, things have gotten so bad. It seems that it's a possibility now.
Yeah.
That a Republican could win.
And there's a possibility that you could have a Republican governor up there because you had a debate the other night.
Yes.
And apparently Whitmer had her lunch handed to her.
Yes, she did. Dinner, too. I was very surprised because no one had been hearing much from Tudor Dixon. She was very, very good, very great on the issues, and she was unflappable. Whitmer tried to use some ad hominem issues or attacks or whatever, but Tudor stuck right on the issues and kept reminding people of just Whitmer's horrible record, and it worked.
Yeah. How'd you like being locked up all those months, folks, and being told you'd be arrested and put in jail? How'd you like that, folks? That's what I would have stuck with.
Yeah, and she had announced during that time, during the scandemic, that she was in daily counsel with her good friend Joe Biden. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Well, yeah. And, by the way, let me see here. Okay, got about 30 seconds for the next break. All right, well, the economy and inflation seem to be the number one issue right now in the midterms, and even though they're trying to get some other things in there, it's not working. They're the most on voters' minds right now, spelling real trouble for the Dems because they don't want to talk about the economy, and they sure as hell don't want to talk about inflation.
Absolutely. Record high inflation is killing families, their budgets. Killing working folks, killing take-home pay, killing groceries at the kitchen table, killing the economy overall, and everybody knows it. Everyone feels it. Even the wealthier feeling it. Things are much more expensive for every single American.
Yep. All right, well, we're coming up on the break here. I'm watching the music come up slowly, so hang on there. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll hear one here when we come back right after this break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with a whole bunch more and Ron Edwards, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, it is time for an Edwards Notebook. And you're going to hear that Edwards Notebook brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee coming up right now. And here we go.
The NFL's preference to maximize safety and limit danger poses the most obvious threat to America's most popular sport. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the NFL's effort to make the violent, manly game of football into an activity where quarterbacks don't get hurt is potentially a more calamitous initiative than the NFL's promotion of the grotesque Black Lives Matter movement and anti-American sentiment. The NFL's effort to please the same people who literally destroyed the Boy Scouts and who don't believe there should be men-dominated anything in America today, including football. Women seek safety, men seek danger, and pushing the boundaries of discovery and achievement. 40% of men died or were maimed during the 1920s and 1930s building skyscrapers. They understood the dangers, yet they pursued those jobs anyway. Conversely, women seek safety and have convinced much of society to destroy manly adventure and danger, including the NFL, where it was understood that men flirted with danger in pursuit of a goal. The current effort to soften the game of football could eventually bring America's current favorite pastime to a screeching halt, further eroding manly culture in our republic during mobocracy. I'm Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and also Constitutional Grounds, which happens to be a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has the delicious taste that many people are raving about, and I happen to have my iced coffee right here. Let me do this. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. That is good. Oh, that is good. And I'll tell you what, because you want the very best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the website,
theronedwards.com and make your purchase over there, because constitutional grounds is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
There was that masked man rode through in his horse again, I'm telling you. Never know when you're going to see him. All right. Well, Mr. Ron, we appreciate you, and we appreciate that coffee. Now, we've got a caller on the line, so let's see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nelson from North Florida.
Mr. Nelson up there in Live Oak. What's up?
Yes. Well, I wanted to talk about the problems of the Democrats in Pennsylvania. They're showing such a lack of leadership. Back in 1972, you may remember that there was a vice presidential candidate, Senator Eagleton of Missouri, who was dropped from the Democratic ticket because he had, it was thought, psychological problems.
Correct.
And the Democrats in Pennsylvania have shown no leadership to replace a person who is a who has difficulties.
Challenged.
Yep. Very much so. And I don't know whether they're trying to protect the president in case he wants to run in 2 years, or whether there's a bigger game. I mean, this is not new. We've been a country for a long time. We have a standard when, in fact, a candidate for literally any office that dies during the campaign, they leave his name on the ballot because they know if you want to protect the party. Mm-hmm. And so you allow for a special election shortly thereafter to do this. And I don't understand where the Pennsylvania Democrats are. They don't have a clue. They're dangerous.
All right.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, well, we'll talk to Ron about that and see what he says. Thanks a lot, Nelson.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Nelson's a regular caller. We don't hear from him every day, but we do hear from him a lot. And he makes some very good points there.
Yes, he did, and we appreciate him, and good morning to him. Everything, there's nothing he said that I cannot disagree with whatsoever. And Democrats, they're sticking with a certain individual who has real severe problems, not only in Pennsylvania, but the one on Pennsylvania Avenue. There's two of them. There's Fetterman, who has huge problems running out of Pennsylvania himself. Health problems up the wazoo, and I think slightly mental problems as well. And he's right.
Have you seen his voting record? He's a socialist.
I was going to say he's just about 100% socialist pig, in support of all socialist pig issues. And he's a no-good, Nick. The guy needs to go, and his health, his physical health, is atrocious. He's got to wear a hoodie to hide the big lump. He has a huge lump on the back of his neck. I mean, he's a grotesque individual, health-wise, mentally.
And you got to wonder if that's some sort of cancer.
I don't know, man, but he's in horrible health, and he needs to. He has a bad ticker.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a horrible individual.
Well,
he was involved in some criminal activity in the past.
But I think that comes from a drug habit he had as a younger person. I think that's what all this is about right now. But anyway, let's go back to a little something here. The 2022 midterm elections are now 24 days away. And as of last night, the Republicans have a 7-point generic lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress. It's gone up from where it was by some 5 points in the last couple of 3 weeks.
Well, that's true, but the Republicans cannot get comfortable with the 7-point lead now. They can't take it for granted, no matter how horrible things are because of Democrats. For some reason, many people, not all, of course, want to desperately give Democrats a break, and they're so willing to allow Democrats to have a lot of control like they have in states like here, Michigan, et cetera, Pennsylvania. So Republicans, you got to really get on messaging. You've had a great example in Tudor Dixon in her debate. Herschel Walker did a great job in his debate in Georgia. And we have to stay strong, stay on the issue. No matter what Joe Biden has said, the inflation bug started with him and continues on him to this very, very day.
They need to run like they're 10 points behind.
Oh, all the time. Yep. All the time. And they'll do it, and they can win easily by staying on issue, because all the issues are in the Republicans, well, in the conservatives' favor.
Sure, sure.
Yep.
All right, that's absolutely true. All right, and then earlier this week, and by the way, last night these two had a debate, Senator Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Earlier this week, the bombshell report dropped about the church for which Senator Raphael Warnock worked, the Ebenezer Baptist Church, and the fact that the church was paying Warnock a whopping $7,417 in monthly housing allowance in addition to his salary. Yet the church owns a building that they've been trying to evict tenants in even during the pandemic, which is something that Warnock spoke out about and said, this is wrong, we can't do this. And the church also owns the Ebenezer Building Foundation, which has identified Warnock as its principal officer on its Form 990s and says that it delegates the management duties of the foundation to the church. Now, this is really something that has surfaced that you got to ask yourself, what the hell is going on here? $7,400 living housing allowance?
Yeah, this guy, he's a real piece of work, but you can't blame him totally if the church is willing to give him that much for his horrible messages.
That's
I don't know if you
crazy.
Heard,
that's crazy.
Have you ever heard or read some of his messages?
Oh, I have. I have. Yep.
I can't believe he's a minister of God. I can't believe it.
And he's in Martin Luther King's church.
Yeah, Martin Luther King would, I don't know what he could do if he heard his messages.
Roll over in his grave, that's what he'd do.
8 tenants at Columbia Tower, which is also run by the Columbia Residential, and described as a haven for the chronically homeless and those afflicted with mental disabilities, have been issued eviction notices since early 2020 for owing an average of only $125 in rent. Our 5 cases were related to rent less than 1 month late, and 2 led to court-ordered evictions carried out by the Fulton County Marshal's Department.
Okie doke.
It's worse than that.
Okie doke. Here comes the music. It means you got to say goodbye to you, and you have yourself a great weekend up there. I hope that it gets nice and warm for you. All right.
Oh, it'll be nice.
Ron Edwards. Have the Ron Edwards American Experience, and don't forget the Edwards Notebook. You hear it right here on the program. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation continues to be near a 40-year high, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is speaking at the International Monetary Fund's annual meeting Friday, acknowledging the pressure inflation is putting on American families.
Working families are continuing to feel the pain of high inflation. Our administration is continuing to take a broad range of actions to boost energy supply, address housing constraints, and provide cost relief in areas like health care.
Republicans are continuing to blame what they call reckless spending by Democrats on inflation. Kroger is buying Albertsons for more than $24 billion. The supermarket giant will add Albertsons' 2,200 stores to its nearly 2,800 store portfolio. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
Yeah, betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, Sunday, over at the Jewish Community Center on Howard Avenue, just north of Kennedy, you'll have an opportunity to meet retired Army Lieutenant General William Lennox, who was the former superintendent of West Point from the years 2001 to 2006. He's currently the Veterans Ambassador for Heroes Mile. He's a heck of a guy. You veterans are going to want to meet him, shake his hand. He's one of us. Believe me when I tell you, he is one of us, and he's a really nice guy. Now, you'll be able to meet the people there at Heroes Mile. They're going to have a table there. You'll be able to find out what they're all about. I'll also have Annie Okerlund with me, our guru yoga girl. She'll be there also at the table. And there'll be a lot of other great things going on. And, of course, the Battleground Talkers Tour, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka will be there along with Brandon Tatum, the new guy on the block. And I'll be up on the stage to start things off along with Bill Bunkley. And the two of us will kick things off, and then we'll turn it over to the big boys, and we'll sit down and be quiet. So make sure that you check it out. And by the way, there are still some tickets available. You can get them by going online to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. tampa.com. Go over there to that website and get your ticket over there. You'll be able to buy, I believe there's a few VIP tickets. I don't think there's a lot, but there's a few. There was last night anyway. And then, of course, we got the free tickets. The general admission tickets are free if you just want to come over. The event starts at 3:30. It goes till 6:30. So there you go. All right. See you there. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, it's an interesting night here. We've talked about a lot of different things, and we're fixing to rejuvenate some folks with some more stuff here. Now, if I can find my little thing here. Oh, there it is. All right. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Let's get this going. We got to get the music here. Let's get this going, because this is worth the price of popcorn. So, coming up anytime.
Oh, he's back.
All right, he's back. Folks, we couldn't get rid of that little weasel because he's back in the news again. Wait till you hear this one. I hope this guy goes to jail and they throw the key away. Little Dr. Fauci edited, that's right, edited, changed the bat virus research papers in the weeks immediately after the COVID-19 outbreak to make them look like it was much worse than it really was.
You know, Captain, the more that we find out...
This is fraud, Kyle. We're talking fraud now. Yep.
Yeah, well, of course. Yep. Of course. And yet, every single thing about the COVID-19 pandemic was essentially predicated on what Dr. Fauci said we had to do. And everybody, he was revered as being literally the sole source, the sole oracle of all things COVID and what we should do in our country and stuff like this. And this is huge. Yeah.
Yeah, $700,000 worth too, by the way.
Well, right. I mean, I 50 years from now, Captain, as historians are looking back, they're going to say, what were these people thinking? Why did they bow down to Fauci on all this stuff?
Yep.
When, again, all we needed to do is be able to have some peer review.
Now, I am so proud of our governor and his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis. They have a relationship, a working relationship, where they work together just like my wife when she was alive and I did. And I really respect that sort of thing, because the Florida First Lady, Casey DeSantis, along with Congressman Carlos Jimenez, held a press conference at the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Miami-Dade yesterday, where she announced that the Florida Disaster Fund, which is just exactly what it sounds like, has now raised over $45 million for Hurricane Ian relief. Now, this is just another way that they can go in there and help the victims out directly.
Well, of course, and there's a lot of victims and a lot of people to help.
Oh, God, is there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and what you've seen on television, folks, doesn't even compare to what you see when you go and see everything in person. Now, I haven't been down there in a couple of weeks, but 2 weeks ago when I went down there, there were things in piles. A house was just a pile. That's it. And when you have to, as a first responder, when you have to go through that pile because you got somebody missing to see if they're buried in that pile somewhere, it's not fun. It just isn't fun.
Well, I can certainly, I mean, I just can't even imagine what it takes to have to be able to dig through that stuff and find somebody.
Now, Joe Biden continues to ignore the poor economy figures. And he's making up his own fake numbers. Case in point was, inflation only grew by 2% last month. Yep, 2% has come a long way. We're doing really good. Got some great numbers there. Well, when we actually, and he said that before the report came out. And then when the report came out with the CPI numbers, it was 8.2% was the monthly inflation rate last month.
Well, and they count on it, Captain, that people are going to hear what the president said and say, oh, okay, it's not as bad as we thought. And they understand...
Until it is as bad as you thought and worse.
Well, of course. And honestly, it's like they're just trying to take whatever they can get. There is no comprehensive or cohesive policy for dealing with any of this stuff. It's almost as if they're simply playing it by ear every single day, making it up as they go along. They understand, though, that the ultimate goal, of course, is to crash what makes our country be able to go, and that is energy. In fact, this is why we hear, well, we're in an incredible transition. Well, that's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that somehow in the near future everything's going to be fine and green and everybody's got an electric car. This is all fantasy talk.
Now, you heard me talk with Ron Edwards about the gubernatorial debate the other night between Tudor Dixon and the incumbent governor Gretchen Whitmer, right?
Right, right.
Well, Tudor Dixon, the Trump-endorsed Republican gubernatorial candidate, made a strong showing in her debate against Gretchen Whitmer because basically Gretchen Whitmer concentrated her efforts on one thing and one thing only, abortion.
Well, sure, and it's almost like there's a memo that went out or something saying, okay, we're only pushing abortion. That's all we're doing. Again, because they believe that they're going to get people on their side on one particular issue. It is a controversial issue. It's a very polarizing issue, no doubt. But, Captain, I don't think there is a critical mass in this country that says, look, we're going to only elect Democrats no matter what happens, only so that we can, so that we have abortion from the Democrats, or they give it lip service, or whatever it is.
They're going
to vote on something else.
Yeah, well, the Second Amendment, education, the economy were all things, and inflation were all the things that Tudor Dixon was talking about. Now, we're going to run out of time, but I got to get this in there real quick. The president was out in your neck of the woods the other day, and he was giving a local talk to the Democrats about inflation and this, that, and the other. And when asked to react to prices reaching nearly $7 a gallon in California for gas, Biden replied, well, it's always been the case here. Gas prices were that high all the time, and they've never gone down. Really?
That's not true. Not at all.
I know it's not true.
Yeah. But that's what he's, again, it's like he just doesn't get it, or he wants to say something to try to deflect everything. And gas prices are usually higher than they are in California, are usually higher than they are in most other places in the country, but they were never that high. This is giving even Californians a run for their money, quite literally.
Well, he was talking about gasoline has come down $1.35 a gallon. Really? Not in California.
No, it comes down at like cents, like, a little bit. It's not coming down significantly.
Yeah, and of course, the average price for gasoline in Los Angeles when he was there was $6.25 a gallon. So, slow Joe, you better wake the hell up and smell the roses. It's not working, Joe. It's not working. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and our Truckers Highway and Byway reports. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Song there, Mr. Kyle.
Well, that's Nickelback.
Oh,
Nickelback.
Yeah,
and of course there's a special guest there too, isn't it, Kyle?
Yes, there is, and I'll tell you what—they're all wearing their sunglasses, and everybody said Billy is dressed in a suit.
I'll bet.
Yeah, Billy's got that big crazy hat on he wears. But anyway, that's quite the deal. It's one of their concerts, and Nickelback came out and they played that song. as I guess it was some sort of ceremony somewhere, because they were always getting awards. And that's what that was. Speaking of awards, we got a little bit of a weather change out there in your neck of the woods, so tell us about it.
Well, you know, Captain, we've got, of course, aerial flood watch that we're looking at. This is going to be about the middle of Arizona. This is going to be in the Phoenix area and a little bit over east towards Globe, but also over west towards Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Blythe, California, of course, and then on into the lower part of California, and especially out near Barstow. So if you're heading between Victorville and Barstow on Interstate 15, you're going to encounter this weekend. We may even also have thunderstorms in the Southern California area around Orange County, so we're waiting for that. But this aerial flood watch extends all the way down to the Mexican border, so this is going to be what it's going to look like over the weekend in that area. Also, through about Sunday, we've got a high wind watch in Albuquerque, so you want to be aware of that. We've got a frost advisory this morning that's going to be in the eastern part of Colorado. This is going to be a little south of Denver, and east of Denver, that is, as well. Wind advisory near Salt Lake City, and the freeze warning continues, though, too, Captain, around Idaho Falls. Been like that for the last several days, of course. And then also in some of the higher elevations up in the Northwest and also in Southern California, may also start to see some precipitation, maybe even some snow as well. So be careful out there.
Yeah, and we talked about the rain, the heavy rain we were going to get down there coming across. We're starting out in Texas and east of El Paso, 10 and 20, the split right there. You've got rain over east to Fort Stockton. You've got rain going up the split over towards Pecos. And then that rain goes up a little ways north, not quite the way to Lubbock, but it's getting closer. It might move that close. We'll see. In the meantime, we do have some cold weather to talk about up there in Missouri, northern Missouri, all the way across from Kansas to the Illinois line. Going to be some chilly weather, so you might want to put your woolly socks on and get your gloves ready if you're going to get out and do some fueling. It's not going to be as cold, though, as it's going to be further up north, Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And we've got some weather around Chicago going up into Wisconsin right along the lake there, also up towards Milwaukee. We've got some fog in there and might have some mixed precipitation as well right now. Temperatures are in the 40s up in that area, so you don't need to worry about any other type of precipitation. In the meantime, way up in Maine, northeastern Maine, if you're going up, you get yourself a load of French fries out of Presque Isle or Caribou, you're going to have rain to drive through up there. Also, Nova Scotia, going up into Nova Scotia, rain going up in there. It starts about Bangor, Maine, so be advised of that. You've got a gale warning that comes on down all the way down to, let's see here, Cape Cod, wraps its way down around towards Long Island, and then you're out of it. Got a little bit of fog down there in the Chesapeake Bay area, as well as some unsettled conditions along Cape Hatteras tonight. Looks like we might have some wind blowing there, some waves crashing ashore there as well. So, Kyle, tell us, first of all, how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you're available also by podcast and on a couple of other places, too, right?
That's right. Yeah, you can find us all over the place. It's great.
Yep. Me too. Me too. And then how about the Pilot and Flying J? Why are we going there?
Well, we're going to the Pilot and Flying J, Captain, because, number one, they care about drivers, and they've got everything that you need when you pull in. You've got fuel, you've got supplies, you've got great food as well. Join the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app. Find out all about it at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain. You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, we appreciate everything that he does. Now, coming right up here, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll get on over there. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I see you just sent me a note. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. But where I wanted to start out here was what's going on there with the president once again I don't know if this is intentional or if he's just suffering and we're starting to see, but he was out there in California talking about gas prices and about how the gas oil companies were gouging this, that, and the other. Price was nearly $7 a gallon. But he said it's no big deal. He says the price has always been high in California. And he talked about, you know, the fact that it had come down $1.35 a gallon. Well, first of all, it hadn't. Second of all, the prices haven't always been that high. So who's he trying to kid?
Well, the prices of gasoline have always been higher in California because they have the
higher tax.
Taxes. Yeah, but they, you know, they have cap and trade in there, and they have storage facility, you know, tariffs in there, and all kinds of things. I think my husband told me the other night, he kind of listed some things out for me, and it's really quite remarkable that I think upwards of about $1.25 are these stupid fees.
The tax is $1 a gallon, just the tax. Mm.
So, you know, then they have summer blend, and then they have winter blend, and then they have storage fees and all those other kinds of stuff. It's always been higher. You know, some days he gets it right. He says that we have a refining problem, capacity problem, and sometimes that, you know, that's true. But he won't approve any more, you know, refining permits.
So, yeah.
Well, we're not, he's just not going to allow any drilling. So, I mean, he says they're doing all they can, and that's just false.
It's that's
just,
right.
Every bit of what he says is false. But, you know, that's, he's told what to say.
Yep.
And then he gets, he does these interviews like he did with Jay Tapper, and he has these little note cards that he has, and those are his points. And mm-hmm. then he expands on those points, which is wrong. So, I mean,
so,
wise words.
So a friend of mine says to me, shouldn't we be investigating Joe Biden for colluding with a foreign country to influence an election?
Everybody's asking that question.
Mm-hmm. So what's the answer?
Well, the answer is yes.
Of course.
Is it going to happen? The answer is that no.
Yep. That's right.
Let's be real.
Yep. That's right. Until we get a veto-proof Congress, if that ever were to happen. It's not going to happen this time around, but it might with the next election cycle. We'll see. Right now, the Democrats have run out of money because the big high-dollar donors have said, hey, we're not going to put any more money into a losing proposition. We're going to save it for 2024. Gotta love it. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more. And Denise Simon, too, from FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the FBI and Mr. John Durham. And by the way, some charges got dropped yesterday, or at least one set of charges. We'll see where that's all going and what's going to happen next. Don't go anywhere. We shall return right after this break.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.